Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation, we finished chapter 3. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts chapter 4 today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready today as we start in Revelation chapter 4 and cover this chapter verse by verse. Now we're starting the prophetic section of the book of Revelation. So I hope that you'll be listening in, that you'll have pencil and paper, and you'll follow right along with us. I also hope that you will take our web address down at the end of a broadcast. If you're on the internet, you can just get our web address when our announcer gives it to you, and then go visit our website. If you miss a broadcast, you can go to our website and listen to it. Also, let me encourage you to take our address down, our physical address, for two reasons. Number one, we'd like you to write us a letter. But number two, we would also like for you to visit us. If you're ever in the Ocala, Florida area, visit Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. We would love to have you visit us and let us know that you are one of our listeners to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, also, I hope that you will have pencil and paper on these day-by-day broadcasts, that you'll ask other people to listen in, that you'll perhaps even take notes and use some of these things in edifying and discussing it with others of like precious faith to build one another up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, also, we encourage you to be faithful to your local church. If at any time our broadcast interferes with the service of your local church, you make sure that you're faithful to your local church. Remember, you can always go to our website and listen to our broadcast later. But you won't always have the same church service. So, my friend, please, 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 please go to your church first. And then secondly, your tithe belongs to your local church. Never send a tithe to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, a tithe is 10% of your income. Anything over a tithe is an offering. You do not give an offering until you give above a tenth. If the Lord should so lay us on your heart after prayer, then send us a gift, but not unless you've prayed about it. Remember, your church is first. We don't want your tithe that belongs to your church. Some of you are listening to us on radio stations that do not have advertisement. All they have is Christian preaching and music. And in that case, that station may need your support. That network may need your support. And send them a gift above your tithe to your local church. And send them a note and let them know that you appreciate it. Now, here's my final thing before we start in Revelation chapter 4. Make sure that you, from time to time, write a broadcast that blesses your heart. For example, if the Lamp and Light broadcast is a blessing to your heart, then write us a note and let us know that. Perhaps there's another broadcast that's also blessing your heart. Maybe you have about five or six different broadcasts that you listen to. And as you listen to those broadcasts and they bless your heart day after day, you take it in. And sometimes those people need to be encouraged. And so whereas one week you may write the Lamp and Light broadcast and say, hey, keep on keeping on, perhaps the next week you could write another broadcast and encourage them to do the same thing. But folks, we really enjoy hearing from our listeners. What a blessing it was to have someone from the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio write us from one of the islands, 35 square miles, and in size was all. But through that radio, they were hearing our broadcast, and they took the time to sit down and handwrite us a letter. Boy, that meant so much to me and to our people here. And we appreciate that. And I hope that we'll hear from others who listen in as well. Now, our text is Revelation chapter 4. And we're going to start with verse 1. Now, if we go back to chapter 1, verse 19, where it told us that he's going to tell us of the things which are, the things which were, and the things which are to come, we find that in chapters 2 and 3 is concerning the church age. And that is represented by the things which are. Chapter 1 is the things which thou hast seen. Now, the rest of Revelation, starting right here, chapter 4, is prophetic. The things which shall be. The picture before us may seem a little cloudy, but the promise is sure. We now see through a glass dark, but in that day, we will see clearly. You may read an author or hear a speaker that has a different view on things. I've read close to 15 books on Revelation, and I've read all 15 of them completely through. I've done word studies from the Greek, and it would take much longer than it's taking to go through this book if we got that technical. So, folks, we're not trying to get technical, but we are trying to get into some of the meat in this verse-by-verse study, especially now as we go and to see the things that are to come. I have divided the chapter as follows. The rapture, verses 1 and 2. The royalty, verses 3 through 5. The reverence, verses 6 through 8. And finally, the rejoicing worship, verses 9 through 11. Now, chapter 4 and 5 will show the scene in heaven. Chapter 6 through 19 will show the tribulation here on earth. Now, when we think of these things chronologically, this shows the rapture before the seven-year tribulation. Now, we see the rapture verses here in verses 1 and 2. And there we read, "After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Then we see here in verse 1, the words, "Come up hither." Again, I note that the rapture is happening before the tribulation. However, the rapture does not necessarily start the tribulation. Now, allow me to share some verses with you to back up what I'm saying. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, speaking of the Antichrist, it says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week," which there stands for 7 years. "And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Now understand, this seven-year period of tribulation, 7 years in which God is pouring out wrath on the earth and allowing this Antichrist through that old serpent, the devil, to rise to power and to be used to bring much of the havoc that comes on the earth. Now we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, it says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let." In other words, he who now restrains, that's what that word letteth there means. He that is the restrainer will let until he be taken out of the way. This is talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will take the church out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we know that the church is raptured before the wrath to come. Now, some people talk about a pre-wrath rapture. And what they tell you is that Satan is going to be pouring out his wrath. And then when he gets done, God pours out his wrath. And Christians are here for the part that the Satan pours out. And it's a variation, really, of the old mid-trib position. But understand, Satan's been pouring out his wrath since the fall of man, since his fall, as a matter of fact. And he'll continue to do so then. And then also throughout the entire 7 years, Satan is pouring out his wrath. So don't look at it as that Satan does his part and the church is here for that. No, Satan has been doing it and the church has already endured much of it. But Satan finds that in the tribulation, it's 7 years in which God is pouring out his wrath. And these tribulation judgments in chapters 6 through 19 are not representing only the last 3.5 years or the great tribulation. So understand, it's all, the 7 years is part of the tribulation. Now, what we've seen in these two scriptures from Daniel 9:27 and 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8 is this, that the tribulation is for 7 years, but also before the tribulation, the church shall be raptured out, or the saved shall be raptured out before the start of this terrible tribulation period. Now, we find here that after this, in verse 4, refers to after the things of the church age. Now, don't lose sight that John is still in the Spirit, and it's on Sunday, that is, it's on the Lord's Day. In chapter 1, verse 10, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And keep it in mind that no matter how hard it gets, we as Christians must keep the Moses attitude, as it's described to us in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 27, where it says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.